Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, Rule Breakers. Welcome to another amazing episode of No Rules, Just Mics. We are the No Rules Radio Show, bringing you the latest and sometimes controversial topics that you want to know. It is another Thursday, and we're very excited to be back, and I'm excited to be back with you guys. And I was off last week for some problems, but we are back, and we are better than ever. Unfortunately, Christian is not able to join us tonight, but I am with Chris Burson. Chris Burson, how are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad. I think the last time I was on the radio show was, I'm going to guess, right about a month, because we had all the holiday festivities, and then I was unable to make it once, and then we had to cancel, and now I'm back with my talking shoes on.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back, and Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you. So, if you guys think that we all talk that, you know, me and Christian and Burson talk all the time, you're absolutely wrong. We kind of chat intermittently through Facebook, and, you know, we do the radio show. And, Chris, I don't know how much you and Christian actually talk kind of on the side, but it's probably like as much as Christian and I talk, and that's not a whole lot. So I really don't know how your holidays were. So tell me how your holidays have been.
It was good. It was different this year. There was, obviously, for those who are longtime listeners, know that my family has gone through a lot of changes in the past, I don't know, month and a half, 2 months. For those who are not longtime listeners, my mother was actually part of the homes that were affected in the Washington, Illinois area. And we typically had Christmas all at my mom's house, and then we go to my dad's because they've been separated when I was in high school. But it was different this year, but it was kind of good in a roundabout sort of way, because we all actually went to my dad's house, and we had everybody there, including my sister, her husband, my brother, his wife, my sister's kid, who's 17, which I'm an uncle of a 17-year-old niece, which is, I'm not old enough for that. And then my brother has a 2-year-old niece, and we were actually all together, all in the same spot, all for that same holiday. So it was a unique experience, because it's not something we've actually gotten to do before, which is amazing.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, I'm sorry about your mom's house. You know, we've talked about that before, but it's good that during, you know, the holiday season, you guys are still able to, you know, kind of come together as a family and still enjoy the festivities and things like that. That's really cool. That's really cool.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was something we definitely needed as a family, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. We've got a lot to talk about, because this last week and a half has been a big whirlwind. You guys all know about our website. It is www.myuncensoredradio.com, and there are tabs where you can find The Guilty Pleasure, which is the Hub show. You can find No Rules, Just Mics there, along with all the bios of all of your hosts. Unfortunately, Lifts on the Air is taking a hiatus for right now, but we'll hopefully be back on Friday night at 10, I believe, but we'll keep you posted on that. You can always find our podcast via iTunes, and Chris Burson's very, very nice to put those up. Probably the day after that, probably on Friday or Saturday, those go up, and you can download those to your Apple devices. I want to take a minute real quick. I just wasn't in the lineup, but I want to take a minute that I've been going through a family crisis, and, you know, the content is less important. But, you know, my family's been going through some pretty rough times. My sister's been needing some help, and the good thing is that she's found the help that she needs, and, you know, I wish her well, and I want to tell her, Safety, I love you very much. We're all rooting for you. We're on your side, and we're going to get through this. I promise. And I will leave it at that. But, unfortunately, the Holy City Center is not here, but you guys can always go to the holycitycenter.com website and find out the latest and greatest news that's going on. And I'm getting a little bit nervous because I'm actually talking about something that's pretty scary right now because this is very new. I first want to actually, I don't know if you guys remember one of the last times that Chris Burson and I were talking. It was probably about 2 weeks ago or so. I don't know when it was. Oh, it was when Food Mix and the Guy was on the air, and we were talking about gifts. Isn't that right?
Oh, I thought we were gonna go straight into bacon, and I was getting really excited.
Yeah. Bacon's gonna come a little bit later.
Okay.
But
okay.
I don't honestly remember the actual content of what we were talking about. I was saying that, you know, I was talking about gifting and regifting, and I said that, you know, any gifts that I get that, you know, I will keep, and I promise, and if I get a gift, I will take a picture of it, and I will post it on Facebook. And you challenged me on that, and today I received a gift from Mr. Burson himself, and I was a little, I'm not going to lie, I was a little afraid. I didn't know what it was going to be. I was terrified. And I see this small little box sitting outside of my front door when I pull in the driveway, and I'm like, shit, what is this?
Well,
I'm afraid to open it.
There was one thing, though. There was one thing, because you really only had one clue as to what the item could be. And I don't know, do you want to share what that clue might have been that was given to you?
You're a rat bastard, you know that? So you describe what you told me, and then I will say what I thought it was.
Okay, so the setup was that I challenged Topher because he said he would never regift, and he was so proud that he would not regift that he was going to actually take a picture with this item, holding it, and post it to Facebook. And I called him out and I said, okay, I'll send you something, and it can be anything, right? And he said, absolutely. And right after he said absolutely, I believe he got a moment of fear. Deep inside him, because he did not know what was going to happen. So the only clue that Mr. Topher had was that you use this device with your mouth and hands, and that was it.
All right, and I thought it was a dildo. I don't know why I went there, because, you know, when people challenge you, you know, you make a big, bold statement, like, whatever it is, I'm going to take a picture of it, I'm going to post it on my Facebook. There are people out there that kind of want to embarrass you. And I'm not saying that you would. I'm not saying that's something that you would do. But
going.
It's like, I haven't met this guy in person. You know, he's a great guy on the radio, but he could be, I don't know what the hell he's going to send me. So I'm thinking, how am I going to post this tastefully on Facebook if it is indeed a dildo? And, of course, I was promptly shot down at that, which is really good because I was like, I just can't do that. But the gift came in, and it is actually it's a coffee mug that has a picture of Britney Spears on it on both sides, and it says, Britney is my homegirl, and I absolutely love it. So I'm going to have to post it to Facebook sometime either tonight or tomorrow. I've just been really busy with a whole lot of stuff, but tonight or tomorrow I will post a picture with me and my Britney is my homegirl coffee cup.
So it does hold true. You would use this with your hands and mouth.
Yes. You will hold onto the coffee cup, and you will use your mouth to sip the contents of the coffee cup. Something like that. So that happens. So if you guys want to send me something, I am always willing to accept gifts, and if it's not X-rated or inappropriate, I will take pictures with it and post it on Facebook and our website, which is myunsensitiveradio.com. See how I plugged it there? So what's your weekend looking like, Chris Burson?
This weekend, I actually have a weekend of rest, which is fantastic for me. I put in a lot of hard hours earlier this week, and I was telling Utopher before we hopped on the air, but for all the listeners out there, I actually went on a business trip and left on Tuesday to Columbia, Missouri, and I went down there for a one-day trip for a meeting seminar type thing, and it was a four-and-a-half-hour drive from where I live now, and drove down to Columbia, stayed the night at a hotel. Company was nice enough to put us up in a hotel and not have to worry about accommodations. But the meeting was about 9 hours long, and then drove 4.5 hours back, had to drop off some of my coworkers at one of their stores, and then continue my journey back to my house. I didn't get in until about 11 o'clock my time, and then had to get right back up this morning at about 5 o'clock in the morning to head into work to be there by 7 o'clock. So this past week has put a toll on me, but I have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off of work, and then I go up to Chicago for a four-day seminar for work, and I will actually be doing a live remote next week from the Chicago area. So I'm super excited about that one.
Oh, wow, a destination radio show. I'm excited. I need to wear a sweater.
It is. I'm sure it's going to be cold up there, absolutely.
It is. Well, I'm pretty sure those of you who follow me on Twitter and or Facebook know that I had a pretty big week this week. I'm going to talk about myself just a little bit. Not that I don't already do that, but now I have a reason to talk about myself.
Well, I was going to say, isn't there some big, huge milestone that's sometime this week, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes. Actually, it was yesterday. Yesterday would mark the 10-year anniversary that I met Matthew, and we've been together for a solid 10 years, which is huge. It's big. We were talking about it all week, and we were like, oh my gosh, it doesn't feel like it's been 10 years. It's kind of gone so fast. We've done so much. It's been an amazing adventure, and I haven't been in a long-term relationship ever. I think the longest was maybe 6 months to a year, maybe. And, you know, things happen. But what's really interesting is that, you know, Matthew and I have been together a solid 10 years. There was never a breakup. There was never a time apart. There was never we need space. There was never any of that, you know, through the good times, through the hard times, through our successes and our failures. We have been strong. We've been each other's rock. We've been each other's sanity, and we've been each other's insanity. But I can honestly say there is nobody else in this world that I would rather spend the rest of my life with than this guy that I'm married to. We have an amazing home. We have great friends. We have great jobs. We have an amazing dog that I absolutely love. I would not trade my life for the world. And he makes me want to be a better person, and I'm so happy that we hit a decade together, and I can't wait to see what the next decade brings.
Well, that's not a lot of people can say that they've had a good, solid 10 years with somebody, and it's amazing to hear you talk about him, and really I can hear the passion behind it, and it's an amazing thing to feel secondhand. So I congratulate you on your 10-year, I guess it would be called meeting anniversary. Is that what you would call it?
You know, most people say, oh, when did you meet? And then I tell them. And they say, well, when did you get married? And it's a different date. But I honestly, you know, if with the relationship that Matthew and I have, and, you know, we joke all the time. You know, we tell people, oh, we've been together for, you know, so many years. But in dog years, you have to multiply it by 7. So if you multiply this by 77, Matthew and I have been together for 70 years in dog years. That's a long damn time. So we go by the day we met. We go by the days that our lives changed, which is January 15th of 2004. My life has never been the same since. So we call that
That's
our
awesome.
Anniversary.
That's awesome. Maybe one day we can, as a group, convince him to hop on the radio.
You know what? I have to divulge a little bit of information. He's going to kill me when he hears this on our podcast.
Uh-oh.
But
Uh-oh.
He actually, no, it's not a bad thing. He actually wrote a book about a year ago or so, last Christmas, not the one that just passed, but the one before that, probably around September-ish. he started writing a book, and the book is done. It's complete as far as content goes, but Matthew's a very type A person. You know, he has a master's degree, and he's very, very smart. So when he's rereading his book over and over again, he's going through, like, the edit phase. And apparently the edit phase takes longer than the actual writing of the book. You know, people who are authors and writers can, you know, kind of appreciate this, but he's been rewriting and editing and making sure that the content makes sense and making sure the timeline makes sense, the story makes sense. So I don't know when this book is going to be released, but I told him that if I'm not the first person that does his interview, that it is over. So it's kind of a deal breaker.
Ten years, gone.
That's right. I'm sorry. Oprah called? Oprah, really? Oprah called? Okay, yeah, you go marry Oprah.
Oprah can be second.
And Gail. Okay. Oprah can be second, but I have to be sitting next to him. I have rules, you know. But yes, my goal is to get him on our show once his book is actually published. He's looking for a publisher now. So if anybody knows I could say a fantasy or a sci-fi book, it's more, I guess fantasy is probably the best way to describe it. But it's not like the fantasy that you think it would be. It's not like a Harry Potter type of fantasy. But anybody who knows a fantasy publisher, shoot me an email at norulesjustmikes@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Facebook and or Twitter. You can find me everywhere.
Well, and not to divulge too much, and I don't know if my sister would want me to do this, but I'm going to do it anyways because you did it. So my sister actually writes some short stories and has, I don't believe she's truly been published, but she's had people in the industry looking at and reading articles and reading snippets, and I don't read books, so I'm not quite sure how to phrase it, but she writes.
Oh, wonderful.
So we'll have to see if I can maybe patch those two together for Matthew and my sister, and see if we can get something in the works.
I think that'd be awesome. And BC Dubs, I love your sister. She's amazing. Do you guys live close by?
She lives about an hour and a half south of me now.
Oh, okay. So you guys were
a lot closer than when I.
So.
Yeah, a lot closer than when I was in Charleston. But yeah.
Well, you two need to come down for the summer and spend the weekend with us. We would absolutely love that.
If I can hijack her for the summer, I absolutely will.
That sounds like a plan. Okay. So people in Charleston, I am not the Holy City Center at all, but I'm going to talk about Charleston because, well, Christian's not here to do it. Those of you who live in Charleston and those of you who know Charleston, Charleston has what's called the Best of Charleston. And every year they do a Best of, and it's like the best of this and the best of that and the best of the other thing. About a month ago, Christian, who does the Holy City Center website, and he's on Twitter under at Holy City Center, informed me that the nominations were going on for the Best of, and there is a media section where it talks about Best Newscaster, Best Anchorman, Best Weather Guy, but there's also for radio. And he brought it to my attention that No Rules, Just Mikes was nominated as the Best of Charleston Best Talk Radio Show, which is huge. And then he told me that I was actually nominated I was in the runnings for a nomination for Best Talk Show Host and Best Radio Personality. And the way that it works is people vote, and at the end of a certain time, which was the – gosh, when was it? I think it was like the 10th or something is when the voting ended. They tally up all the votes, and the top four and the winner of last year compete for this year's Best of Charleston. Sadly, No Rules, Just Mikes was not nominated for – it was not in the top five, but it was nominated – but yours truly was nominated for both categories, for Best Talk Show Host and Best Radio Personality. So if you guys want to go to the website, we're going to – thank you very much. Thank you. It feels weird to say that. It's really, really surreal. But if you guys want to, we're going to post the link in the chat room, and you guys can find us on facebook.com/norulesjustmikes. You can hit up the link there. And on Twitter, I'll make sure that I'm going to be posting it all over the place. If you guys can't get to it right away, you guys know where to find it. And if you guys don't know where to find it, message me on Facebook, and I will send you the link to vote. Vote, vote, vote. You don't need to live in Charleston in order for you to vote. You just need to register with your email. And the really awesome thing is that they don't send you spam mail afterwards. It's based on the Charleston City paper, which is our local paper, which is pretty big and like the hip, kind of on-trend festivities and things that's going on in Charleston. If you're in the Charleston City paper, you're kind of a somebody. So this is pretty important for me. And I can also say, and sadly Christian's not here to tell you himself, but Christian was actually voted also for two different categories. He was nominated for, he's in one of the top five, for best Twitter feed, which is at Holy City Center, and the best local blog, which is holycitycenter.com. I know he's been working on that for a long time, so I urge you guys, if you guys are going to vote for me, vote for our other co-host, and vote for his Holy City Center page and his Twitter handle. It would mean a lot to us. So, this is huge. Did you know anything about this person?
I didn't know until group message came out over Facebook about being in the top five, which is a big deal. I know when I first started, I know I was just like, oh, well, this is a fun thing to do. Sure, why not? It just seems like. Sure, why not? Let's just talk to anybody that wants to listen, and it could be people in Charleston, it could be people in the United States. I didn't realize that we would be quite as big as this was, and reaching out to other countries and having, what did you say, it was a big UK following? United Kingdom?
Yes, UK,
somewhere over in England,
and some fans in Japan as well. Yeah, we're global.
Which is ridiculous, that people really want to tune in and listen to us. But we thank every single one of our listeners, absolutely. So vote,
yeah.
vote. It means tremendous things for us.
It does. And it's really cool because, those of you who've listened to the show for a long time know that we're not bombarded with guests, and I hope that changes. But, the guests that we've had on our show have been really amazing. And I have to say that, the Orange Spot, who was on Laura and... Oh, my gosh, this is awful. I'm just exhausted. I can't think of her name. Oh, this is awful. But the Orange Spot was voted for was nominated for Best Coffee Shop. Charles Powell, who you guys know as Food Mancing the Girl, was nominated for the Best Local Blog and the Best Twitter Feed, both of which Christian is also a nominee for. So it's Food Mancing the Girl and Holy City Center are kind of battling out kind of side by side. So I'm interested in seeing if either of them won. I'll be very excited, but I'm kind of edging for Christian just because I'm a little biased. Ryan Lill, who you guys know, he's one of our local LGBT singers who's voted for Best Male Vocalist and Best Musician. So, good luck to everybody who's been nominated. Good luck to the people who've been a part of our show. We thank you so much for being a part of No Rules, It's Mike. And I hope that everybody who's been nominated that's been on our show comes out victorious. So
I look at this list of everybody that's been nominated and is in top five in each one of their categories. Those are, three individuals plus Christian, who's a part of the radio show, that's four people that have been nominated for the best of the best in the Charleston area, just on a radio show.
Yeah, it's awesome. Julie is her name. It's just Julie and Laura. God, I feel so. I have to go there this weekend and apologize. It's Julie and Laura at the Orange Spot, and they're on Chateau Road in Park Circle, North Charleston. Go there. They have the best Cheyenne you'll ever have. And if you say, what is a Cheyenne? Wherever you are, if you have to get on a plane, a train, or hop in your car, head to Park Circle, go to Chateau Road, go to the Orange Spot and ask for a Cheyenne. It will change your life, I promise. So Julie and Laura. There it is. Sorry. But yes, I'm very excited that, you know, when I was talking to Matthew about it, I was like, isn't it interesting how the people who have been on No Rules, Just Mics are nominated? You see that? Four.
Mm-hmm.
Did
we springboard them? Would they have not been nominated without No Rules, Just Mics?
I'm not saying anything at all. But
do we
I'd
need
like to, think that
do we need to
help that a little bit?
When they accept their awards, is like when you know they start playing people off the stage. The award shows are going on. So I'm thinking of maybe when Food Mancing the Girl wins for Twitter feed and Christian wins for best local blog, they're going to start their acceptance speech, and at the very end, they're going to say, "And thank you to No Rules, Just Mics, my buddies."
I would love that. I would love that. That would mean the world to me. This is just so big. You know, I take it with a big spoonful of humility. I'm very humble. I'm very honored. I'm glad that people are listening. I'm glad that people are giving No Rules, Just Mics a chance. You know, it's difficult in this industry, in talk radio industry, where, you know, if you can't hop in your car and just dial, you know, turn your station on the car and you can listen to us, you really have to want to listen to the show. You have to download the podcast, or you have to hang out with us on Thursday nights and listen to the show. But I love that people have thought highly enough of us to at least nominate us. You know, and I told Matt there, I said, if I make it in the top five, I'll be so happy. You know, for people to want to nominate our show, or nominate myself or Christian, you know, I'll be eternally grateful. But to actually get in the top five is so big. You know, now I want it all. Now I want it all. I want to win this because I think this is going to be a really awesome step forward for No Rules, Just Mics in the Charleston area. I mean, we have a huge following elsewhere. I'm saying huge, but we have a nice-sized following for being, you know, such an infant show everywhere. I'd like for Charleston to know that there's this avenue for them, and I'd like for more of Charleston to know that. So I hope this, you know, I hope the best, and I wish everybody good luck. But I'm crossing my fingers that I at least win one of these, because I'm up against the pretty big hitters, you know. Let's talk.
Well, the thing that I think about is you hit kind of the nail on the head when you said it's not like you can just turn on your radio to 99.5 and listen to No Rules, Just Mics, or you can hit satellite radio and tune into channel 157 on XM and listen to our radio show. You almost have to want to be willing to go out and find it to listen to us, and that just speaks volumes.
It does. So, to make it to the top five means that you guys are actually wanting to listen to us, and it's not like you're sitting in traffic and there's nothing else on. So
yep,
we really appreciate it. We absolutely appreciate it. So thank you, guys. Thank you. And we'll keep everybody posted. But you're going to see me post a lot of the link to go and vote. So if you don't vote today, you don't vote tomorrow, you can vote the next day. And I'll let you guys know when the last day of voting is. And I hope that you guys are voting for me and not my adversaries. So that's it. That's the 2014.
You can vote for him, but we highly suggest that you don't.
It's probably in your best interest if you don't vote for them.
So this kind of leads us into our first topic of the night is, so you can turn on the radio and listen to just about anybody except for Nose Rules, Just Mics. So for those of you who are turning in that really, really are wanting to, fantastic. But sometimes you turn on the radio and you hear somebody that you really don't want to hear on the radio at all. And for me, that one person would be Justin Bieber. So there has been a splash in the news. yeah, I used splash. About him egging houses or his neighbor's house and speeding through subdivisions and causing, as probably the older generation say, a ruckus about the neighborhood. What is going on with Justin Bieber?
Okay, so I have two things. one, we have to be very careful about Justin Bieber because the Bieber fans, or what are they called, Beliebers, they're called Beliebers, can probably hunt you down and kill you. So I'm gonna be on the reserve side when I say that this is absolutely some bullshit. This is, like, you know what? If I'm kind of tired of Justin Bieber with his, you know, pants hanging down, no shirt, acting like a complete idiot. I'm tired of this being news. This is not news. He egged a house, or he allegedly egged a house, or whoever was with him allegedly egged a house. Big flipping deal. So what? Move on. But apparently, allegedly, there were drugs found on one of the people that were at his house, one of his rapper friends named Lil Za. And I'm sorry, if your rapper name starts with L-I-L, I'm not listening to you. It's just that. There's Lil Wayne, Lil this one, Lil that one. Everybody's wanting to be little. Whatever happened to, like, Biggie Smalls? Why don't people want to be big anymore? Why do people be small? Lil that, I don't get it. I just don't get it. So, you know, he's keeping kind of hush-hush. He's staying out of it. He's being very cooperative. Justin Bieber's being very cooperative, which is fine. But I have one recommendation. Selena Gomez, just run away. Just run. Don't look back. Just keep going. This isn't good for you. This is a hot mess. You want to stay a hot mess. And he's going to be Vanilla Ice on the next cooking show on Food Network. Just walk away. You're a classy girl. You're a smart girl. You're beautiful. You're talented. You've got a lot going for you. You're funny as shit. Just go. Just go.
Well,
just go.
So I'll take the devil's advocate side, and this is all allegedly. Nothing has been proven in court. He hasn't come out and said, yes, this is what I did. There's been no confession. So he may be fighting it. It may be something that he truly didn't do. Maybe it was a teenage prank. He's still a teenager, right? He's not of age.
I don't know. I think so. He's probably not. I think he's like 18 or 19. I think he's 18 or whatever.
So it could be a teenage prank where he said, you know what, I dare you to go over and egg my neighbor's house. And that may be just as simple as that. But how this has spread in wildfire throughout the news and calling it Egggate, this is nothing like political Watergate or anything to that effect. This is a teenage prank. That's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's everywhere, though. Like, it's everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's making a big deal out of it. Just let it go. I mean, what they're not concentrated on is the fact that there were allegedly drugs in the house. Let's not talk about that, though. Let's talk about the fact that this guy, apparently it was like $20,000 worth of damages done to this guy's house.
Yeah.
It's egg. Were they hard-boiled? I mean, were you shooting it out of the chicken's ass? Why is it so expensive? $20,000? I don't know.
It was Louis Vuitton paint on the outside, I'm sure.
something. Yeah.
I was kidding, public. I was kidding, public. There probably isn't Louis Vuitton paint, but if there is, that would be the place that it would be at.
Yeah, Justin Bieber. I tell you what. Oh God, I don't know. But I just, you know, it's hysterical that this is making headline news. I don't know. We'll let you know what comes of this, and I'm pretty sure that everybody else will let you know what comes of this before we do. But I think it's just ridiculous that this is actually a news story. But I think it's funny that we're actually bringing it up and still talking about it.
Well, so, question, is he retired?
You know what? I'd like to hope so, but I don't think so because he's kind of, you know, he's not 18 years old. He's probably the biggest face out there. Everybody knows what Justin Bieber looks like. Everybody knows his name. Everybody can sing his songs. I mean, he's a chart topper. If he puts music out,
yeah,
the majority are going to listen to it, and it's going to hit the airwaves, and people are going to want to buy his music. So at such a young age, it doesn't make any sense for him to leave the industry because he's kind of got it set, unless he's tired of it. And from what, you know, his actions and everything that's been going on, he's not tired of it. He's just begun.
Yeah, and we got confirmation from Johnny in the chat room that that Bieber is 19 years old, so he's still a teenager.
Yeah, but he's 19. He's an adult, and
yeah,
he can start acting like one. Start acting like an idiot with his pants halfway down to his knees. You know, as a gay man, you think that would be something that I would enjoy, but oh my God, pull your fucking pants up! Seriously, pull your pants up! If only they knew where that came from. If only they knew where that came from. That entire trend would stop.
Yep, from incarceration.
Yep, we're just going to leave it at that. If you guys want to find out where it goes, look it up in Google, because I'm not telling you because I'm trying to win an award here. Okay?
Google it.
That's right, Google it. They already won their awards. So, you know, we were talking about Google. Let's kind of talk about Apple for a little bit. You know how I'm a fan of Apple. I have a MacBook, I have an iPhone, I have an iPod, I had an iPod Touch, I had a traditional iPod, I have an Apple TV, I've got the Apple Works. Apple-loving people over here. Apparently, according to CNN.com, Apple is refunding about $32 million for app purchased by children, for children, who's running up their credit cards and their data plans on their cell phones. I know where I stand on this, but Chris Burson, you work in the cellular device arena. What are your thoughts on that?
I can't find a bright spot on this one. Apple should not give the money back.
Agreed.
Going on my seventh year in the wireless industry. I've seen every excuse in the book from people. Oh, I didn't know this would charge me. No. If you put in your credit card information, it prompts you. And for those people who don't have Apple products, when you download an application or you download something that's paid or even unpaid for that matter, it asks you for your password. So you physically have to type in your password to purchase or download this product. Now, if you put in your password once, it will allow you to download and download and download within a certain time frame by not timing out. But if you download something and wait, I think it's a half hour, don't download anything again, and then 45 minutes, hour later, try and download something, it's going to prompt you for that password again. So I don't agree with Apple giving out $32.5 million. Now, $32.5 million to Apple is chump change, so it's not going to hurt their pocketbooks. It's not going to hurt their financials. It's not going to cause their company to go into ruins. I think this is all publicity from Apple. I really, truly 100% believe that this is Apple trying to say, oh, we care, we're sorry, we're going to hold your hand and tell you it's A-okay that your kids did this, and we're going to refund. And it's marketing, but now it's going to create a society that says, oh, I can just complain about this, and my kid downloaded this. Well, Apple can take care of it. Maybe I just need to go to Apple for a refund. Maybe Apple can take care of this. And it's going to put every other company and every carrier at risk for making a customer mad because Apple can do it. Why can't you?
You know what? That's a very interesting point that I didn't even think about. I was going on the defense where, and I'm always going to be an advocate for this, that, you know, if you're a parent, you need to be a responsible parent and stop having other people take care of your children. And I think this is a prime example. But I didn't think about it in that aspect. That completely turns a spin on what my thoughts were. But you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. The whole "the customer is always right" is going to be held to God level because Apple said that it's okay, you know, to do it because, you know, we're gonna bail you out and we're gonna help you out. But they shouldn't. They absolutely shouldn't. People shouldn't be taking responsibility for their own actions and their children's. So that's gonna suck for you. And I hate to say it, you know, like that, but that's really gonna suck. Because
yeah, so
people who don't even have, like, Apple products, you know, people who have Androids, and I use that Google Play. Oh, I didn't know my child kind of wanted this. I didn't know they were going to rack up my because, you know, there's no more unlimited data plans out there, or there's very, very few that it's going to rack up whatever data package that you have, and it's just going to be very, very expensive. And cell phone companies, like the big ones, and even the small ones, aren't going to be able to take care of it, and Google's not going to come to the rescue. I'm just saying. I don't know.
So the biggest takeaway from this, don't let Apple teach your kids. The parents need to teach the kids. Parents need to watch after them. Don't put an iPhone in their hand and let them go. Don't put an iPad in front of them and just let them police themselves, because you'll figure out that you'll have a $5,000 cell phone bill, and then you'll come in to me, and you'll complain, and you'll yell, and you'll scream, and I didn't do that to you. The famous quote that I like to give, and for Christian, who used to be in the industry with me, I try to make everybody angry. I actually send people thousands of dollars worth of bills just so they can come in and talk to me. It's one of those things that I just like to do for fun. Kidding.
Yeah.
No. It's going to get to the point where if this really does hit the limelight and a lot of people catch on to this article that Apple's giving away $32.5 million, the other companies will have to scale it back and say, well, I don't know, maybe it's a $10 billion company. Well, they can give away 2% of their profits, so why can't you give away a little bit too?
No, you're right. You're right. And, you know, my question is, I read the article, but how are they going to divvy up this $32.5 million? Am I going to get some of that? Are you going to give me some of that because I downloaded Stupid Angry Birds and I thought it was stupid? Or that ridiculous Candy Crush? Yeah, I downloaded it. Yes, I hated it. But you know what? There goes my dollar. Am I going to get that dollar back? Are you going to give me money? I don't think so. I don't know who's going to benefit from this. And if anybody out there who is hearing my voice gets any money back from Apple, I want you to call me. I want you to find me on Facebook. I want you to find me on Twitter, and I want to have you on the show because I want to know how the hell you did that. Because I guarantee
absolutely.
You, nobody I know is going to see any of this money. Nobody.
I won't get anything. Absolutely not.
Is there an app that you downloaded that you were just like, oh, my God, this is stupid?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, most of them are free applications, but I'll never get that time back. So can I say, Apple, my time is worth this amount of money? No.
You know, I'm going to let the time go. I want you to pay me the dollar or $2 or whatever it was that I spent on this app. I downloaded it. I didn't like it. Or I downloaded it and it killed my battery or whatever the case is. I want you to reimburse me for the app. I don't think I'm going to see any of that because I know that the time that I spend playing that stupid Candy Crush, I'm never going to get back.
Maybe you should write them a strongly worded letter. Maybe that will help.
I could. I would need a typist, though, or a typer.
Some people call them typerers, you know.
I like the typerer. But you know what I find interesting is, you know, we were talking about, you know, people giving companies giving back. Look at Target. You remember the whole big, you know, fiasco with Target over the holidays?
Yeah. And, where people the credit card numbers hacked or given out or something like that.
Yeah. So apparently it was going on for a while, and it wasn't until like mid-December that they realized that criminals forced their way into the systems and took, you know, the customers' information, including, you know, credit card, debit and credit card information, things like that. But apparently, additional information, including people's names, mailing addresses, phone numbers, email address, was also taken. I don't know how that's attached to your credit card, but I guess it can be. But, you know, yesterday I got an email from Target. Of course, I'm like, well, this is a big hoax. But it's not. Target is actually offering free 1-year service to protectmyid. .com. You know, I think you said that you got the same email, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I got it actually earlier today with the email. And to give a little bit of backstory, myself, I actually went to Target on, I think it was like December 16th or 17th. So it was before Christmas, but it was after the open bridge for being able to have your information compromised. So I was thinking, oh, not a problem. I'm after the attack or the breach or wherever, so my information shouldn't have been compromised. But even though I wasn't in that grouping, I still received this email that said, "Hey, we're offering you a free year's worth of credit card and debt and fraud monitoring," which was absolutely amazing. And I know that you are in Charleston, Topher, and not everybody knows the Charleston area, but I think it was a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, the state of South Carolina's revenue system, so the tax system you'd pay into or receive a refund from, was actually compromised as well. And they did the same thing, giving a 1-year free service to protect, I think it was even protectmyid.com.
Yeah, it was one of those. But, you know, the good, and they kind of monitor it. But I think it's a nice gesture. But that's not gonna you know, protect my bank account or you know, less my credit score or what have you. My personal information is now out there for other people to have. Other people are now no longer you know, oh my gosh, my information's stolen. It's identity theft. Somebody out there is probably portraying to be me or you or some of our listeners or our parents, and it's you know. A one year free credit monitoring thing is not going to it's a band-aid on a broken leg thing. Yes, it's a nice gesture, but I mean, come on. Our livelihoods are kind of at stake. Because somebody really screw up my life and everybody else's.
Yeah. When I look at it, I think of in what they can do. So they can't obviously go back and fix the compromise. There's nothing they can do about the information that is already out there. So at that point, they can't fix it. They can't, you know, issue everybody a new credit card. They can't change people's addresses and emails and all this other stuff. It's not something that they can feasibly do. So this is the very best thing that they have in front of them is to be able to offer, and I think it's like $100 or something like that per subscriber, to offer a credit monitoring bureau to be able to proactively catch, rather than one day you try and swipe your credit card and all of a sudden it's declined, and then you're trying to buy, you know, milk at the grocery store and you look like a fool.
Right.
Yeah. So when I look at it, it's they can't go back and fix what had happened. So what is the next best solution? What can they do for them?
I guess you're right. Yeah, I guess you're right. But I don't know. I don't know what I expect, but it seems like this is going on more and more and more, that people's information is just not safe anymore. Your wallet in your ass pocket is no longer safe. And
well, that's the risk that we run with all electronic. When we do all credit cards and debit cards, I don't carry very much cash on me, ever, because I just don't feel comfortable carrying a whole lot of cash. I can carry a debit card, and nobody's going to know if that debit card has $10 on it, $100, or $100,000. Nobody knows how much is on that debit card. And that's kind of the downfall of having everything electronic, where you just swipe a card rather than, if we went back to dealing with cash with everything, this would never become an issue ever.
It wouldn't, but there might be more pickpockets and robberies.
Absolutely. More pickpockets. I don't hear, and maybe because I'm not in a big city, but I don't hear of any pickpockets or thefts in the city or in the suburbs or any of that anymore. I hear all credit card duplication and near-field communications where they can get your identification and all this high-tech stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, that's the way of the world. That's there's no turning back. I mean, if we turn back, I swear the earth would stop spinning. If we just if we stopped using all electronic devices to make our lives easier, well, we kind of created a monster here. We made our lives easier, but we also made it easy for people to we gave birth to the ability for people to steal our to steal our ability to make life easier. We made our life easier, and now they're able to take that away from us because we're lazy. I have a phone case that has, it's like a pocket on the back where I can store like 2 credit cards. So I have my driver's license and I have my credit card in there. Am I stupid? Sure. Because if I lose my phone, you have my driver's license, you have my credit card, you could be me, and nobody would know the wiser. Plus, you have my phone, you have access to my bank accounts, you have access to my credit card, you have access to everything. If I lose my phone, I'm no longer Topher, because I have nothing to prove it. So it's, we kind of put ourselves in these predicaments, but you don't even need to, have your phone, have your credit card on your phone. You can just keep your wallet in your pocket, and people have, like, these scanners, so they don't even need to be close to you or touch you. They just scan it, and they get every single credit card that's in your wallet, which is just, and they make duplicates, and it actually looks like it has their name on it, and it has your credit card number. I don't know. They swipe it, and it looks like a legitimate credit card, but you're getting fucked in the end. It's crazy. It's just crazy. Gosh, I don't know. I guess hindsight's 2020. They didn't know what was going on, but I guess it's kind of redeeming that, they're not saying, oh, I'm sorry, everybody, but, continue shopping at my store, and we'll try to make sure that this doesn't happen again. They're actually doing something about it. And who was it in the chat room? ANC Press, I think it's Allison, said that people who shop online were safe. And I guess it's because you were manually entering your information and it wasn't like a swipe thing where a digital pattern kind of goes, I don't know where it goes. So if you shop online through Target, I think you're safe, but I'm pretty sure you might get an email regardless. And I highly recommend that you guys do it. I haven't done it yet, but I will be doing that tomorrow. So if you guys got the email through Target, it's not a hoax. They're actually really wanting to kind of remedy the situation. So do it and get yourself protected, because like Chris Burson said, the last thing you want to do is be buying a gallon of milk and you have no more money.
And sad. I signed up for it when the state of South Carolina offered it for free for that 1 year, and I've continued it since. I've paid for it, and it's worth, I'm not joking, it's worth every penny for that sense of security. Obviously, it's not going to stop everything. It's just a monitoring service, so it doesn't deny, but it'll let you know if your address has changed on your credit card file, if you have abnormal spending or try and open up an account using credit or a line of credit. It will notify you of just about everything that has to do or that would impact your credit score. So that way, when you get that notification, you can see, oh, well, yeah, okay, I made that change, so it's okay, rather than getting something in the mail that says, hey, your address has been changed to Afghanistan. what? I can put in a forwarding address to where? And that at least gives you kind of a heads up. Rather than later on down the road, like I said earlier, if you're trying to buy a gallon of milk and then you look like a fool because you don't have any money.
Right. Now, isn't Protect My ID, isn't that one of the ones where they guarantee up to $1 million that if your identity is stolen and it's not caught, that they'll cover all of the charges up to $1 million? Is that right? Is that them?
I think so. You'd have to double check just to make sure, but I'm pretty sure it's them.
How much a month is it? Like, if you decide to keep it and not go with and not, right after the whole target, after your year expires, is it expensive?
I think it was $100 for the entire year. And when you look at it, so if I told you you have to spend $100, $100 to some people may be a lot of money, to some people it may not be. But when you break it down of $100 over 12 months, $8 a month?
Yeah, that's not bad.
You don't go to Starbucks once a month and get your venti, white mocha, skinny, extra hot, two shot, whatever that stuff is. I don't know.
I'm that guy. I am. I think we talked about that, too. I think we talked about...
I don't drink coffee, so... No, I don't. I know, it's weird.
Oh.
It's weird.
We have to reevaluate this friendship, because...
Yeah. And I actually got confirmation from an unknown source that says it is $79 per year. So, even cheaper.
Nice. I like cheaper. I like cheaper. It's probably not a bad idea for you guys to do it. I have a – it's not a credit monitoring service, but I get, like, my credit reports. They tell me if there's been any suspicious activities every quarter, so, like, every 4 months or whatever, not every 3 months. I'll get, like, a statement in the mail that says, well, this is your credit score, and, you know, these are – you know, this is your activities, and nothing seems suspicious or whatever. But it would be nice to have kind of that at your fingertips where – you know, you're at the gas station in this city, and you just swipe your card, and they send you an email or they send you a message saying, hey, you know, in New York, you just swiped your card also. Where are you? So it kind of picks up on that pretty quickly, which is a good thing. So you can say, nope, nab the fucker.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Not a bad thing at all. But we are down to our last 3 minutes or
I want
so.
To say, so back to this coffee thing. So it's unique because in college, everybody's like, oh, you'll go away to college. You'll stay up. You'll cram for midterms and finals and all this other stuff. And you'll drink coffee because you're going to stay up until, you know, wee hours in the morning trying to prepare for this. I never got into it. Now, what's unique is I love the smell of coffee. So I could stand inside Starbucks and smell coffee all day long, but take a sip of it, and it I just can't do it.
Interesting. Huh. See, it, you know, that's really interesting. I can kind of relate with you because there was a time where I didn't drink coffee. I didn't like coffee. It upset my stomach. It was not good for me. I just couldn't do it. And all of a sudden, it was like, bam. And I have to have coffee. I have to have coffee in the morning. Like on my weekends, I have to get up. I'll have my cup of coffee, I'll go outside, I'll walk the dog, I'll sit outside and, you know, sit by the pond, and I'll have another cup of coffee, or when I'm at work, I'll have coffee there, or I'll go to Starbucks and I'll have my venti non-fat upside down extra hot caramel macchiato.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's really weird how that happens. It's like, I need coffee. And apparently when I order coffee, it's like 10 words long. It's crazy.
Well, now, from what I hear, now you have a nice little gift that you could possibly use with your hands and mouth and fill into, put that coffee somewhere and use a homegirl mug.
I could. Or I can take my Brittany is my homegirl cup to Starbucks and have them fill it up with my venti non-fat upside down extra hot caramel macchiato.
Yikes. That is a mouthful.
I wonder if they would do that. I wonder if I brought in my Brittany cup and they would say, okay, we'll fill this, or you've got to be crazy.
maybe a little bit of both.
I think so, too. I think they would do it, but I think they would do it and say, yeah, this gay guy walked in with a Brittany mug. We have to talk about this. That's awesome.
Well, I used to know the manager at Starbucks in the town in Somerville. So I don't think she'd look at you too crazy, but she may wonder why.
I'll just name drop, and I think we'll be just fine.
There you go. You can use Christian and I. She'll probably remember both of us.
I think I'm gonna have to do that. I'm gonna bring my Brittany cup in on Saturday to the Starbucks in Somerville and say Chris Burson and Christian Singer said to fill this up.
And then
so
take a
we're
picture
down to our last
Facebook.
Minute. Yes, I will absolutely do that. Our last 60 seconds, guys, thank you so much again for listening to our show. Thank you so much for the nominations. Thank you so much for nominating Christian for his website. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for putting up with us for the last year. We're going to move our time. You know, we're going to be at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're no longer going to be at 8 o'clock. So hopefully those who are in transit can, you know, come home, settle down, and listen to us while they're making dinner or in the background. And you guys can always catch us on our podcast, or you can catch us on demand through Blog Talk Radio And hopefully next week, all three of us, Chris Burson, Christian, and I, will be back with a brand new show with a lot of fun stuff. Have a good night, everybody. Chris Burson, thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you so much, guys. Vote, vote, vote.
Yes, vote, vote, vote.